This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1068. Get on the list for a listening nine.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Get 3 activities today that will give you a band 9 on IELTS listening. And find out about a very special way you can study IELTS with Jessica and myself very soon.
Hello, Aubrey. We have an exciting announcement for our students. We are coming up with a very special offer for you guys. If you want a chance to have a live class with me and Aubrey, and you get personal classes, like one-on-one classes. We have this whole amazing new way to study IELTS with us, guys, but you have to get on this list to be invited. We're not going to just straight invite you on the show. You have to be on this list to get the invitation, guys. So sign up. This is a limited time offer. We don't have time just to do hundreds of classes, guys. This is a limited list. So get your name on there, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. Sign up, guys, to be invited. So our focus today and for the length of this offer, guys, what do Band 9 students do that you don't? This is what we're excited to talk about today. So what's our focus in this show, Aubrey?
Yeah, today we're going to focus on listening and the things you should be doing to improve your listening score that most students don't do. We're going to, if you get on this list, you'll get a lot of these. Today we're going to give you a small little sneak peek of some great activities you can do to make sure that you get every question right on the listening exam. That should be the goal.
Exactly. So here's, like, in general, guys, what do Band 9 students do that you probably are not doing? They are using every minute of their IELTS preparation to learn as much as they can, right? So today, guys, you're going to find out how you could use that time you're listening to podcasts to actively improve your skills. You know, sometimes it's great just to throw on a podcast, go for a walk, listen for fun. That's awesome too, right? That's great. You're learning. That's awesome. But we can learn more if you sit down intentionally with a podcast made for native speakers and you are actively saying, okay, I am learning right now. Let's improve listening. So we are going to share with you guys 3 activities you can do with podcasts that actively, instantly improve your listening skills. Okay, so let's get into this. What is the first activity, Aubrey?
Yes. So before you listen to a podcast, do some prep, right? Visit the website of the podcast to learn a little detail about the people and the stories featured. If they're interviewing someone, find out a little bit about their background. This will really increase your comprehension. You're going to be able to predict what they're talking about, some of what you're going to hear, and you're going to be more engaged because you'll be interested in the speakers. It's just such a good idea to find a little bit about the podcast before you listen.
Totally, guys. Put in a couple minutes of research before you listen to that podcast. Because, guys, like, if you're just going in cold, if it's a new podcast you've never listened to before, and it's made for natives, it's going to take you a while before you are warmed up and understanding. And think about it, guys. What are you practicing by doing that? You're practicing being uncomfortable. You're practicing not understanding. You're practicing a negative association with listening to English, right? So the whole purpose of this activity is to warm up your brain so you could practice positively. We want you guys to get used to feeling comfortable. We want you to get used to understanding what you're hearing, right? So that's the purpose of that activity, guys. And just a quick note about why these 3 activities are so important, okay? I had a student recently who was worried about the score she was getting on listening practice tests. And I was like, okay, well, like, how are you trying to improve your listening? What are you listening to? She's like, I've done all the Cambridge books. I'm like, no, but besides IELTS, like, what are you listening to? She's like, no, I'm just doing IELTS. I said, okay, well, that is not going to help you very much. Guys, you can't just do test practice. It doesn't matter what skill, writing, reading, listening, you can't just do test practice. You have to work on the overall skills if you're going to raise scores in any section, right? Okay, let's get into the second activity. So we've done activity one, we're warmed up, we know what we're listening to, we're ready to understand, we're positive, we're motivated. Now what do, Aubrey?
Yes. So you want to pick a podcast that has transcripts, right? Like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a really good one. Or the All Ears English podcast, right? Somewhere that you have a transcript.
Totally.
And then you're going to listen to clips or the entire show and read the transcript while you listen. For Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you click on the clips on their website for each show and a transcript appears while you listen. And then here's the trick, guys. You want to listen to the clips or the whole show again without the transcripts. And then you're going to pick up so much more than you would have if you never saw the text. You'll have picked up new vocabulary, phrases. You'll have such a better understanding of everything spoken because you've already read through the transcript one time. This is such a great activity.
This is the best way to improve your listening comprehension, guys. So it goes back to the idea, the same idea of activity one. It's like, we need to practice understanding. So, you know, like you can't just all of a sudden go from not understanding to understanding everything. There have to be middle steps. There have to be things you do intentionally to learn more, to understand more. This is the best thing you can do, guys, listening to podcasts with transcripts. And if you have some time to invest, listen again without the transcript. And guys, you are going to feel such confidence because you will be understanding these natives speaking quickly, using slang, talking over each other. I promise you guys, if you can understand that, you can understand anything on the IELTS exam,
right? Totally. Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. So activity three, here's the last activity, guys. Remember, for more tips, tip four things Band 9 students do that you don't, sign up for our list, guys. We are sending out very special emails in the next couple weeks, and you will be invited to an exclusive IELTS class package. It's very exciting, but you have to be on this list, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/IELTS class. Okay, so activity three, listen to a short segment, a short clip, like 1 to 2 minutes of a podcast. Again, choose a podcast with transcripts, okay? But in this 1 to 2 minutes that you're listening to, don't look at the transcripts. Listen and take notes. It's funny because I actually just gave this activity to another student who was having trouble focusing. Her listening is great. She can watch movies and understand what she's hearing. But when she does the IELTS exam, she can't focus. She starts thinking about other things and her mind wanders. So in order to improve that focus, this is what we decided for her to do. So listen to a short segment, guys. While you're listening, take notes. Now, okay, you're not going to take notes on the IELTS exam. That's not the point of this activity. The point is for you to focus and increase your comprehension, okay? And at this stage, guys, if you don't understand a lot, you can listen again. This is your chance to improve. You can listen as many times as you want to. That's why it's so good to choose a short clip, right? So short clip, take notes, practice understanding, practice focus, and then compare your notes with the transcript. This checks your understanding. It shows you what you missed, what you got, right? And then you could go back and get some vocab from that segment as well. Think about, are there any words that just totally destroyed my comprehension here that threw me off? Let's learn some new vocabulary. There are so many ways you can exploit each of these activities and learn so much.
Yes, these are all such great activities. This is what Band 9 students are doing, you guys. They're not just listening every time to a podcast passively. They're intentionally actively improving their score by doing these types of activities. So practice these and definitely get on this list, because if you guys think we're fun on the podcast, you should see us in a live class. Like, that's what we are. We're teachers. We're really fun teachers. So you can go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS class to sign up. Not only do you have the chance to come to a live class, but you're getting free information emailed to you of things that we've noticed our Band 9 students are doing that you should be doing. We want to get this information to you. So sign up now, allearsenglish.com/IELTS class.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, I hope we see all of you in that class eventually. But remember, you got to be on the list to be invited. And if not, you know what? We will see you in the next episode. All right, Avery, thanks for talking today.
Yes, thanks. Have a good day, guys. And you, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.